Thank you for joining us live from Washington. I'm Chris Gande.
And I am Jonga Kandemiri.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 12080 and 15775 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
A study conducted by the Harvard Kennedy School says Zimbabwe has the potential to become the fastest growing economy in Africa by 2020.
I personally agree with it because if you look at the potential that Zimbabwe has, let's say in terms of availability of natural resources, we have really a good framework upon which we can actually launch a high and stellar or even miraculous growth rate.
A former finance minister Tendai Biti says a lack of fiscal management will plunge Zimbabwe into an economic crisis, with both the local and foreign debts set to get out of control within the next few months.
There's no expenditure management at all. In fact, the party in power at the present moment has to monetize electoral promises in respect of wage increases and so forth, and all those who put serious fiscal pressure on the budget.
And some government ministers have accused young Zimbabweans of being lazy, saying they spend most of their time on social media like Facebook and engage in unscrupulous activities such as gambling to get quick cash.
Just go around this building and you see a very speculative crowd of our youth who are so distanced from this Canaan that we are talking about, which is in Zimbabwe, to the Egypt of gambling and speculation.
A study conducted by the Harvard Kennedy School says Zimbabwe has the potential to become the fastest growing economy in Africa by 2020. The study by the American university titled The Atlas of Economic Complexity Mapping Paths to Prosperity says Zimbabwe can become the world's sixth growing economy in the next 7 years behind China, India, Thailand, Belarus, and Moldova. The study was restricted to 128 countries, which are said to account for 99% of world trade, 97% of the world's total gross domestic product, and 95% of the world's population. The Atlas relies on international trade data, which it argues is the only data available that is rich, detailed cross-country information linking countries to the products that they produce in a standardized classification. The research, though, says this has limitations as it includes data on exports and not production, among other weaknesses. Chief Economist of the Labor and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe, Prosper Chitambara, tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that turning the potential to reality is Zimbabwe's major hurdle.
I personally agree with it because if you look at the potential that Zimbabwe has, let's say in terms of availability of natural resources, in terms of even opportunities for doing business, in terms of even the human capital that we have, I think we have really a good framework upon which we can actually launch a high and stellar or even miraculous growth rate. But of course, translating this potential into reality, I think, takes a strong leadership. It takes a dynamic leadership with a vision of taking this economy onto that sustainable human development, proper and inclusive growth trajectory. But I think really the question is not whether Zimbabwe has the potential, but whether Zimbabwe can actually actualize this potential into developmental and economic deliverables so that we improve the lot of our people.
What specifically needs to be done in the interim?
What needs to be done in the interim is to establish, first and foremost, an institutional framework for social dialogue. I think that's very, very important. We need to create smart partnerships among the various stakeholders in the economy. Because without consensus, without that stakeholder buy-in, our policies will never work. And I'm sure that's why, over the past 3 years, the government has come up with more than 20 development blueprints. I'm sure one of the major reasons why these have not worked is because government did not deliberately create that framework where there is buy-in, where the stakeholders actually feel that they have a stake in the course or in the direction of the economy of the country.
That was Prosper Chitambara, Chief Economist of the Labour and Economic Development Research Institute, speaking with Studio 7 from Harare.